Hey, my friends, I hope you're having a great one today. I want to talk to you a little bit about something that you can do every single day that could totally change the landscape of your marketplace, or at least a few key people that could change the landscape of your business. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, let me tell you a little something. So, my wife is a real estate agent, okay? And I know a lot of you are out there working to get partnerships with real estate agents. So I want to pull the curtain back a little bit and tell you what goes on behind the scenes for real estate agents, okay? Now this can apply to anyone that you're working with, but see if you can't relate. So my wife has a listing that is $1 million property, just shy of $1 million. This is a very unique property for the area. She's had it on the market for a long time because of its uniqueness, and it's causing a little bit of stress, right? And just a few days ago, she finally got a full price offer on this property, and man, was she elated. Can you imagine? Full price offer. She's been talking to the sellers about, gosh, maybe we should adjust that price down again to attract more buyers. You know, the sellers are getting a little impatient. And, you know, my wife's having to hold the fort down across the board, right? In addition to being heavily involved in church, homeschooling kids, taking care of a very needy husband, cleaning up messes, running kids around, right? All of this stuff is going on. And on top of that, she has this real estate deal and associated clients that cause a lot of additional stress in her life, right? So these types of situations pull on her energy. And I'm using her as an example, but I'm telling you, everybody's out there. You're probably going to, you probably relate to this yourself, I would imagine. So this is pulling on her energy. And after a while, as things go up, things go down, confidence, happiness, fulfillment can sometimes start to erode. And when that happens, your feeling of self-worth can also erode. Now, I'm not saying that my awesome wife has these challenges with self-worth. I'm just saying that the world can definitely take its toll. All right. So anyway, she finally got this offer. Full price, actually, it was a little bit above full price offer. Man, she was super excited, calling the sellers. We're under contract. Let's get this thing accepted. Blah, 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 blah. Of course, they accepted the contract and we're off to the races, okay? A few days later, we just get a notification. That what? Contract, the buyers are backing out. Gave us a lame reason. At least I thought it was lame, but it doesn't matter. They were within their time period. Backed out, no explanation. And what do you think happened? My wife's going like this, and then bam, so frustrating, right? Now, she actually took it really, really well. She's an amazing lady, I gotta tell you. She took it very, very well. And she's working on, you know, getting that next buyer in line, right? And so this is all gonna work out. But here's the point. Your life, day in, day out, all the things that pull from you are just that. They are things that pull from you. When you live in this world, we are up against constant headwinds. It's just how it is. It's how God develops us into the people that we need to become. Being that, that being said, that doesn't mean that it isn't difficult. And on some days, it can be almost completely unbearable. So, what do you think would make a big difference to my wife? If she was in the running, let's put it that way. If she was in the running to gain a referral partner for a loan officer that wanted to send referred business, What would help her the most? Would it be a phone call that says, hey, what's going on? I want to do business with you. That could work. There's nothing wrong with that. Or a phone call out of the blue that says, hey, you run a great business. Do you want to go to lunch? That could work, you know, and it does work. I understand that. But there's a fundamental issue with both of those examples. And that is, she inherently knows that the only reason why somebody, especially a loan officer, calling her to go to lunch or whatever is not to necessarily help her. It's to get more stuff from her. It's that take. And she's spent, right? So what would she really want in that scenario? What if somebody just sent her a text and just said, hey, you know what? You're awesome. I know you got a lot going on. Thanks for all of your great work. But you're making a big difference for a lot of people. And then expected nothing in return. I know from behind the scenes that that would make a huge difference in her life. Now, hopefully she's getting it from me, right? She better be getting it from me. And hopefully the kids too. But if you think about the transactions that you've been involved with, there's not a lot of positive reinforcement that comes through. It's the nature of business. It's how it goes. It's what we accept when we decide to sign up for entrepreneurship. But if you were looking to network, and if you were looking to gain favor with people, then the best way to really do it is to build them up, even if they don't give anything in return, especially initially, or even if they can't give anything in return. Now, I'm not saying that you have to go spend hours and hours and hours with somebody that will be sucking your time, and it doesn't make business sense to spend all that time. I've been caught in that trap a few times myself. But that simple text, hey, you are awesome. Keep up the great work. I got to tell you, that one little phrase, you are awesome, makes such a difference, such a difference. Little side story. So we tried it at our house with our kids about 4 years ago. We said, hey, listen, our family has plenty of problems, all right? So I don't want you to think that there ain't problems with all the kids and all that stuff, and there's not fights and things like that. But we tried, hey, listen, why don't you just tell people they're awesome? That's all you got to say. Hey, you're awesome. Hey, you're awesome. Well, anyway, one evening, we had a bunch of extra cookies that my kids had made because they like making a ton of extra cookies, which I am very appreciative of. Anyway, but we had even more than I could possibly consume. And so they put some cookies on the plate and ran them over to the neighbors. Neighbor had, was just a little bit older lady. She answered the door and kids said, yeah, we gave her the cookies. And I said, cool, what did she say? She's like, oh, this is so nice. Why are you giving me the cookies? And my son said, the only thing I could think of was, because you're awesome. And she said, oh, wow, okay, thank you. Anyway, so I thought that was all well and great. Well, guess what? It was like a month, maybe 6 weeks later, I'm talking to her. She brought it up. And then she brought it up again in subsequent conversations. And do you know what she said? She said, you know what those kids told me? They told me I was awesome. And then she said it again. She said, they gave me those cookies and told me they're giving them to me because they thought I was awesome. I can't remember the last time I heard that. And she just gushed and gushed and gushed. Now, I'm not saying that, we're perfect or my kids are perfect or anything like that. What I'm saying is people don't hear it. And life just beats you down. And so if you're one of those people that can take a few minutes every day and let people know that they're awesome, then in a sincere way, then you will be able to spread a ton of goodwill. And when you spread a ton of goodwill, things change in your marketplace. And the more goodwill you put out there, the more it returns in spades. Now, one final thought. There are some really cool ways that you can do this type of thing through some of the mechanical things in our Renegade marketing, okay? So it's sending the texts, making phone calls, telling people that they're awesome. But what about also dialing in some really cool mailed things like packages or cards, things like that? Well, all of that stuff is becoming available now through the Marketing Renegades, and I'm really, really excited about that stuff. So go out there, figure out today, 5 people that you can spread some goodwill. Just send them a text. Tell them that they're awesome and that they're doing a great job. Thanks for all the good work they're doing in the industry. Okay? Don't expect anything in return, and don't ask for anything in return. Just do that. It'll take you what? Like a minute? If you want to do just a little video text, do that. Even better. Hey, Bob, I just wanted to tell you, man, I think you're awesome. And I hope you're having a great day today. Thanks for all the great work you're doing in the industry. I'm going to say it again. You are awesome. Text sent. How hard is it? Not very hard. Okay? All right. Go be that marketing renegade. Spread that goodwill. Talk to you soon.